And the last thing I just want to touch on is how we deal with complications, because as we've heard from our first two talks, complications will arise. They do arise. And when something goes wrong, then explain to the patient what's gone wrong and apologize if it's gone wrong. It doesn't harm to apologize. Keep seeing the patient, because one of the recurring threads that we see in these cases is when something goes wrong, the patient feels very aggrieved that she doesn't see the consultant anymore. She's somehow farmed off to the registrar or to a succession of SHOs, and she feels abandoned. So keep seeing her yourself. It has to be your personal mission. See her through the complication and involve colleagues. Again, your natural reaction might be, I hope no one else gets to see this terrible disaster that I've just done. But involve them. Tell the patient you're going to get another opinion and get your colleagues to come in and see, even if their advice is exactly the same as you would have done. At least you've taken the step. It can be seen in court as reasonable practice and it's documented. And very often when we see cases, the breach of duty isn't the complication that's arisen in the first place, but how the complication has been managed. And that's where the case may or may not succeed. And keep the GP informed throughout with correspondence as to what's gone wrong, because if she starts to get unhappy, the first person she'll go and see is her GP. So if he's in the picture, he'll be able to keep her more reassured. If he says, I don't know what's going on either, it may be a trigger for seeing someone else or starting litigation.